This sheet is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisuchel ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, the late Chaim Feigenbaum, should be a Meretz Yosef for his wonderful family, and we should all know B'Sodes Tovis. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Boy, we learn one of the sources to one of the most basic and well-discussed topics in Halacha, the concept of Shlichus. Or rather, Shlichoi Shel Adam Kemoiso. And when you all recall the basics of this sugya, second Perek in Kedushin, but the Rivash, Tshuvas HaRivash, Semer Reish of Ches, makes a very interesting observation, which I didn't see in other Poiskim or Rishayna. In the beginning of the sugya, Perek Beis the Kedushin, when the Mishnah says, Wish Mekadesh Boyu B'Shluchoi, the Gemara asks, Shlichus Menolon, how do we know that a person could perform what he has to perform, whatever it is, Al Yidei Shaliach? And the Gemara brings two sources. One of them is Parsha of Gerushin. Vishilcho mi beisoi. From Vishilcho we learn that a person could make a Shaliach. Source number two is Kenterim Gamatem, Hafroshes Toma, another source that a person could perform what he has to perform Al Yedei Shaliach. And the question of the Gemara is Shlichus Menolon. The formulation Shlichus Shalodim Kemaisoi is not found in the Gemara until Amud Beis, Rabbi Shua Ben Korcho. Source number three, this week's parsha. V'shachtu oisi kol kahal adas yisor, v'chi kulam sheikhtim v'lo yena sheikhet elu'echo. Mekan sheshlichu shalodim kemo yisor. The Rivash says, even though we know the concept of shlichus, we still do not know that shlichu shalodim kemo yisor. That is an additional level or an additional concept which we know only from the posuk, V'shachtu oisoi kol kahal adas Yisroel. Because the posuk seems to indicate everybody is doing shchita. Well, that isn't so. Only one is doing shchita. Elo mekan sheshlichu shalodim kemoisoi. From the other two sources, we don't know the concept of shlichu shalodim kemoisoi. We do know that performing what you have to perform out of the shlich is valid. But kemoisei is something we only know from Korban Pesach, from Shchitas Pesach, from this week's parsha. From the formulation of the posuk, v'shachtu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael. But the Rivash falls short of explaining what is the nafke mina. So what does kemoisei indicate? What is shlichus without the kemoisei, and the mind of kemina, the concept of kemoisei? This is something we will try to define and explain today. And today's shiur is the yeshiva shalom de shiur, more than most of the shiurim. So it might be a bit of an effort just trying to formulate the ideas, especially for me in English. Most of the Gedolim, the most original of them, the greatest Gedolim in recent generations, discussing the sugya of Shlichus, defined that there are two different concepts, two different Gedolim and Shlichus. Reb Shimon Shkop Sha'a Zayim Perik Zayim. Reb Baruch Berem Berch Shmuel, Kiddushin Semen Yutes, brings the same Yisrael in the name of Reb Chaim Briska, and also in the name of Reb Itzel Apanovich. Reb Meir Simcha Perik Beis Alochetes Vov of Gerish and Reb Yosef Engel Sefer Lekech Tov Simen Aleph. Some of you are familiar with these great names. Each of them was an original, a founder of a certain Derech HaLimud, and all come up with the same idea: Ish Ish B'Darko, Ish Ish B'Signono. But the concepts are the same. Two different Gedorim and Shlichas. One is Mesiras Koyach, the other is Esiachsus. Or, to use different formulation, Hatzalat Samchut V'yada Arichta. Regarding a Chalois, what is a Chalois? There are certain actions or deeds in the Torah that we got to do or we can do, which are not only doing a certain act, a certain maisa, but these are maisim that change the status either of people or of possessions. Kinyonim change the status of mammon. Mamoino shel pliny becomes mamoino shel almoini. Kiddushin and gerushin. Kiddushin is machadashishus, gerushin is mafkiyashus. Annuls the bond of issues, of marriage. Afroshistumasamaisis. What was chulin becomes truma. What was also becomes muto. What was mine is transferred to the possession of Shevet Kohuna and Mishpachat HaLeviyim. It is these concepts that we describe in Yeshivish jargon as a chalois. But shlichus is also relevant not only by chaloisim, but also by milas haben, tvilas kelim, bedikas chometz, shchitas hapesach. These are mitzvahs, but they aren't mitzvahs that change the status of things. So regarding chalois, the concept of shlichus is delegating authority, giving my authority to others to do what I want them to do. When we're dealing with mitzvahs, that has nothing to do with delegating authority. But the chiddush of shlichus is that what my shliach does would be considered as if I had performed those actions or deeds. In my formulation, I would put it like this. Regarding Mesiras Koyach Hatzalat Samchut, delegating authority, it is the shliach that does for me. Regarding mitzvahs, it is I that do throughout my shliach, who is the balamais. Did the shliach get authority? And he is the one that's mekadosh and megadosh and koina and makna and mafresh tumas and maisis, but he does those actions for me? Or is it I that perform what is incumbent upon me, al yedei hashaliach? Those are the two different approaches. And I want to give some credence to the two different approaches. A cotton, or cheresh shoyte, people that, by halachic definition, don't have a proper capacity of understanding. Cheresh shoyte v'kotten can neither appoint a shliach or be appointed as a shliach. Why not? The Gemara Gittinchov Gimel Medalef regarding a shliach legerushin says because lav b'nei deyo ninhu, they don't have das. The Rambam says the same twice, Perek Gimel Avishas and Perek Beis Alucha Beis of Shluchim. However, Perek Vov of Gerushin, regarding the woman that makes a shliach to accept her get, the Rambam gives another explanation. Lefisha ein me'iden ala koton, and we need edes on mini ashlichus. Why doesn't the Rambam say because Ektana doesn't have das? So my suggestion would be this. In the shlichus of Mesiras Koyach, delegating authority, person must have das. To give authority or to accept authority. In a way, it would be similar to kinyonim. A makna is giving away, the koina is acquiring. Both sides of the equation need das. The same would be relevant regarding giving authority or receiving authority. However, regarding maisim that are not chalois, in which we actually are dealing with the concept of yoda richta, no das is required. When a man makes a shliach to give a get, that is delegating authority, because the get has no validity only by his intention. And that's why a kotten can neither be a mekadesh nor a megadesh. Aval ishu mezgereshes bal korcho, at least mena Torah. So, divorcee doesn't need a das. And therefore, when she appoints a shlich, it is the shlichus of Yod HaRichter, and not the shlichus of Mesiras Koyach. And therefore, no das is required. So the Rambam needs another explanation why a ketano cannot make a shliach the kabbalas haget. Source number two. There's a big controversy regarding the halacha when a person appointed a shliach and before the shliach actually performed the shlichus, the person became a shaita nishtata hamishaleach. When the Rambam brings this halacha, and the source of this halacha is in Masechet Gittin, the Rambam writes, Shaget Pos. And the Rambam, as well known, writes in Hilchos Gershon that whenever we find this formulation, Shaget Pos, it's Pos mid Rabbonon, and not mid Torah. When the Tur brings this halacha in Simen Kuf Chufalav, the Lashon of the Tur is, Einoy Klum. That Lashon indicates it's Pos mid Torah. So the base Yosef Siman Kuf Chafalav the Pichodesh on the spot the Tzoyis Achoshin Kuf Peches and Choshem Mishpat. Many others try to explain what is the Machlokes. So Rav Meir Simcha uses the two above mentioned approaches. According to the Rambam, he says the Shaliach has received authority and he could execute his authority, even though the Mishaliach is no longer capable of doing so. The Tur understands shlichus is Yod HaRichter. It is not the shliach performing for the mishaleach, but rather the mishaleach performing al yedei hashaliach. And if the mishaleach is not a bar gerushin because ein lo das nishtato, then the shlichus is void. Then the shliach cannot give the get. However, it is interesting to note that the Tur writes, dealing with a person that made a shliach, leksiva saget v'nesina saget, the Beis Shmuel, the Prisha, Rabbi Kiva Eger, have a major discussion. Is that lav davka? The Prisha says, lichtoiv o lemsor. But the lotion of the Tur is lichtov v'lemsor. And that seems to be the case in the Rashba and Gittin Defayim. So I might argue, no, it's not Machlokes Tur and Rambam. The Tur would agree that if the Shlichus is merely Lenesina Saget, Legerushin, then it's only a Psul Darabonon. Because the Shliach has received authority, he is no longer dependent on the capability of the Mishaleach. But Ksivas Aget is not a chalois, but rather a maisa bialma. And therefore, the shlichus of Ksivas Aget is Yod HaRichter, and it is only regarding Ksivas Aget that the shlichus is bottled mina Torah. So, Shnei Dinim instead of a machlokes Rambam and Tur. And maybe that is the defining factor of Kemoisoi, Shlichoi Shalodam Kemoisoi. Because the first two sources of Shlichus brought in Daf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph and Masechet Kiddushin, Gerushin and Afosh Tumas Amaisis, are both a Chalois. So regarding these concepts, the definition of Shlichus is delegating authority, Hatzalat Samchut, Mesirat Koach. That is not Kimoisoi. I have delegated authority to a second party, and that person functions. He functions with my authority. That is not kemoisoi. Kemoisoi is when maaseh ha-shaliach mityachsim le-mishaleach. Source number three is Shechitas HaPesach. Shechitas HaPesach is not a chalois. Shechitas HaPesach is a maaseh ba'alma. It is only there that the definition, the understanding of shlichus is kemoisoi. Maaseh ha-shaliach kiru na'asu al yedei ha-mishaleach. And that is why the Pasuk says, v'shachtu oisoi kol kahal adas Yisrael. However, this entire reproach, even though suggested, proposed, discussed, and formulated by many of the greatest Gedolim in recent generations, I have big reservations about the Etzem Yisoid. And my biggest problem is Pashtus HaSugya in Kiddushin. Because the Gemara asks, why do we need three sources? Why can't we learn all the broad concept of Shlichus from one source? So the Gemara says we can't learn from Gerushin, Mala Gerushin Sheken Yesh No Bal Korcho. We can't learn from Tumah, Mala Tumah Sheken Yesh No B'machshova. We can't learn from Shchitas HaPesach, because Chulin Mekotshim Lo Yalfinan. So from this sugya, it is quite obvious, and there's no other way about it. If not these perches, we could learn one from the other. According to Rab Chaim and Rab Itzon and Rab Shimon and Rab Yosef Engel and Rab Meir Simcha and all the others, why wouldn't the Gemara simply say, we cannot learn Shechitas HaPesach from Gerushin because Gerushin is a Chalois, it's a different concept. Shlichus of Gerushin is Mesiras Koyach. Shechitas HaPesach is Yoda Arichta. And the other way around, we can't learn Gerushin from Shechitas HaPesach because Shechitas HaPesach is one concept and Gerushin is a totally different concept. And therefore it is clear, no. All Shlichus is the same. All Shlichus is the same. And therefore, the reason we can't learn one from the other is just B'darkom shel Chazal perches yeshno bal korcho yeshno b'machshava chulin mekotshim lo yalfinan. But we're not dealing with different concepts. We're not dealing with different gedolim. Maybe there are different nuances, but definitely not different and distinct concepts. My other kasha is this. If it would only be in one source in Shas that we find Shlichoi Shalodom Kemoisoi, my suggestion would be as I explained. Kemoisoi regards to Maisim and not to Chaloisim. But we find this formulation, Shlichoi Shalodom Kemoisoi, another four times in Shas, maybe more, but four that I recall. Kedushin Mem Gimel, the Zamachoikasim Shaliach Nasa Eid. Let me give a very short background. When a person is Mekadosh Yisho, the Kiddushin has to be performed before Eidim, and he can't be an Eid, because he is the Baldovo. A person can't testify in his own actions. There is no greater Negeh B'dovo, and it's far more than a Negeh, he's the Baldovo. There's a Machloikis Lavin Rav Shail in Kiddushin Mem Gimel, whether Shaliach Nasa Eid. If a person was a Shaliach like Kiddushin, not for himself, could he be an Eid? Rav says, yes, why not? He's now Negev Edovor, so why not? Rav Shele says, no. Shlicha Shalodom Kemoisoi, and therefore, it is as if he's the Mekadosh, and therefore he's postulated. Now, Kedushin is a Chalois. According to what I said before, the concept of Kemoisoi doesn't refer to Chalois, only to Maisim, to Yoda Arichta. So this Gemara proves to the contrary. Where the person could make a shliach laforos nedorim to annul his wife's nedorim or shavuos. One says no, isha yikemen, isha yiforena. The other says yes, shlicha shalodom kemoisei. What is the emphasis on kemoisei? Because Shlicha Shalodom Kemoisoi, then a Shliach fits into the formulation Isho Yiforeno, Isho Yikemeno. Just like the Posik says, Vishochtu Oise Kol Kahaladas Yisrael, even though not everybody does the Shchita. One does for the others. If that is defined as Vishochtu Oisei, then it could also be defined as Isho Yiforeno, Isho Yikemeno. But once again, a Fos Nedom is a Chalois. Change the status. The Neder is annulled, invalidated. And nevertheless, we find the Loshon Shlichus Shalodom Kemoisei. Where else do we find Shlichus Shalodom Kemoisei? Bov Metziat Tzadik Vav Amed Alef in the concept of Shalom Bebailim. A Shoyel is Chayiv Boinsim. In Ba'olov Imoi, he is Potu. So what is the din? The Gemara deals with a question. If a person says to another one, Hishoel imporosi, I promised to lend my ox or my horse to a borrower. Probably lender and borrower is only regarding money, so I don't find the right words, but I promised to lashil my animal to another person. And I asked one of my servants or one of my workers, he should go together with a horse in order that, you know, to see that that they know how to care for a horse. Would that be considered shala babalam? And the Gemara says, shlichu shalodim kamoisa, and therefore it would be considered shala babalam. I don't know exactly how to define the shlichus. L'chayr, it's not a shlichus to perform any halachic act. But nevertheless, it is here that once again we find the concept shlichu shalodim kamoisa. Only once in Shishas Sedemishna do we find Shlicha Shalodam Kamoisa, and that is in Brochas Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Shliach Tzibah Shetou, Simen Ra'al Shalchov, Shlicha Shalodam Kamoisa. How do we understand the concept there? So my feeling is, and this is approach number two to the concept of Kamoisa. The question is whether Shlichas is relevant only to validate deeds or actions which I must do, mitzvahs which I must perform, to validate them if they were performed at either shaliach, or also regarding secondary or indirect issues, which shlichus be valid to them as well. Let's go back to some of the sugas we just mentioned. Shlich Masayit. Everybody agrees that a person can do Kiddushin Ali De Shliach. In order to validate Kiddushin Ali De Shliach, we do not need a source that Shlich Hoshalodom Kemoisoi. However, would the Shliach be like the Mishaleach to passel him for Eidus? That is only if we say Shlichu Shalodom Kemoisa. It is only then there is this basis for argument that the Shliach is Posel Eidus. Because the Psul of the Shliach Eidus doesn't deal directly on what Shlichus is here to achieve. The same would apply to Bob Metziah Tzadik Vav. I sent a shliach to care for my horse, to take the horse to the other person. Would that be considered shalah babaylim? That is secondary. That is indirect. That is not the essence of the shlichus. Brochas lamed dalet. There's a concept of shliach tzibu, based primarily on the halacha of hashomea koyne b'kol makom. We won't discuss the concept of Shomea Koine and the relationship this concept has with the concept of Shlichus. That is a major discussion we had in the past, and B'siyata D'Shemaya Be'ezus Hashem will have in the future. But my argument is this: the essence of a Shliach Tzibur is to Moitzi people Yedei Chovoso. However, if he made a mistake, would we say Simen Ra'al Shorchov? That is only if we say Shlichu Shalodim Kemoisoi, above and beyond the call of Shlichus. Because Siman Ra is something more in the realm of mysticism. Doesn't deal directly with the halach of Shliach Tzibur. That has room only if we emphasize the Kemoisoi. So that would be my more updated approach, trying to explain what Chazal mean when they emphasize Shlichoi Shal Odom Kemoisoi. If not for the Rivash, maybe we would make an issue of this Kemoisoi and we would say, Hainu Hach, Mashmoaz Doshenik Beneu. It's just a question of words and words, not behechreach, a different concept. But the Rivash was one of the great Rishonim, the great disciple of Rabbeinu Nissim, of the Ran. And according to the Rivash, Shlicha Shel Adam Kemoisa means something beyond the basic concept of Shlichus. And as I explained at the beginning of the Shir, Pashtus HaSugya seems to give validity to this argument, even though I won't go that far as to argue that it is a Hechreach. At other opportunities, I have asked a crazy Shaila. Not crazy Chas V'Shalom, I'm just trying to emphasize a point. In Gittin Daf Lamed Beis, there's a sugya of bittel shliach shaloi b'fonav. If a person made a shliach to give a get to his wife, and then he regretted sending that get, he has to take two or three people and declare in their presence, get shishalachti botel hu, and the get is botel. Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken made a takana, one should not do so, because if he will fail to notify his wife that the get was invalidated, then she might marry, and that's a terrible tragedy of an Eishes Ish. But Me'ikar Adin, one could invalidate the shliach and take back the appointment without the shliach's presence or knowledge. Shammai HaZaken maintains Yesh Shliach HaDvar Aveda, and the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel, according to Shammai HaZaken, who am I chaver tzeiro yis a nefesh chayiv? Would it be reasonable, according to Shammai, person hires a hitman, he gives him a loaded gun, $10,000, with an exact address, you got to terminate someone. As the shliach walks out of the door, he takes three people that he had in his closet, and he says, I invalidate the shliach I just sent. Would that pater the mishaleach from Enoinish? Well, person could be mavatla shliach shaloi b'fonav. Totally unreasonable. Doesn't make sense. So, in the past, I argued that this proves derech number one. Bittel shulicha shaloi b'fonav is only when we're dealing with delegating authority, with a chalois, like a shliach l'kedishin l'gerishin, or similar halachas, l'kinyonim, afroshes tumas ha'maisis. Not when the shlich is the shlich is ha'metzias, shlich is shal maisis, shal yod ha'richt. But then, would we say the same regarding a mitzvah? I made a shliach to perform a mitzvah for me, shchitas ha'pesach, and then I regret it. Maybe yes. Maybe there would be no bittel shlichas, but I don't really think so. And therefore, I think the conclusion probably would be a different one. Shliach l'dvar aveira has a different din. Shliach l'dvar aveira is a different concept. And according to Shammai HaZaken, Shiyesh Shliach HaDvar Aveda, the Shliach doesn't necessarily have to be a Bar Shlichus. The essence of the din of Shliach HaDvar Aveda is that the defining factor is the result. And therefore, if you kill the person, doesn't matter how. Whether you did it yourself or by an agent, and whether that agent was a Bar Shlichus or was not a Bar Shlichus, and therefore, there could be no concept of bittel shliach shaloi b'fonav. Harbe yesh laharich. We could go on, and this is a complicated sugya. But I hope we clarified some basic points in shlichus, especially what Chazal mean when they say shlicho shel odom kemoisoi. Because according to the Rivash, the source of Shlicha Shel Odom Kemoisoi is in this week's Parsha, Shchitas HaPesach V'Shachto Oisoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisro. Every year, Parshas Boi, I essentially have the same discussion, discussing the Ramban at the end of the Parsha. And why do I do so? Because in Yiddishkeit, it is not only important what you know, but what you feel. what you internalize. How do you act and react to things that unfold in the course of our lives? Kosav Ramban, Sof Parshas Boy. Why do we have so many mitzvahs that are all Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? And why are we mechuyev to remember and mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every evening? The mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tachlas ha-yetzira ha-reshoyna ve'en la-elyon chifetz betachtoynem ki im shiyeda ha-adam v'yodeh le-elokav shibra'o. The reason of creation, the essence of the entire universe is simple. According to the Ramban, and every time I just quote this Ramban, I am once again overtaken with emotion and with a spilus. You gotta be a Ramban to make such a statement. It all boils down to a very simple obligation: to know and to give gratitude. Shiyeda ha'odom v'yodeh le'elokav shibra'o. That is what the Torah is all about. That is what creation is all about. And I think one great giant that said the same before the Ramban is the Novi Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Gimel, Amzo Yotzarti Li Tihilosi Yisaperu. And as the Rishonim explained, Kidei Shetihilosi Yisaperu. That is the mission of the Jews. That is the gift of the Jews to the world. Sheyeda ha'odom v'yodeh le'elokav shibra'o. In this world of Hester Ponim, in this world in which light and darkness are one, in this world of the perplexed, that is our mission. To see with clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was master of the universe, master of the world. There is no other force besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein oid melvado ve'efes zulato. Sheyeda ha'odom v'yodeh le'elokav shibra'o. And how do we achieve this goal? The Ramban goes on to write, Men ha'nisam ha'gadoylem v'amifrasom ha'modom oidu b'nisam ha'nastorim sheheim yisod kol ha'toyra kulo. שאין לנו חולק בתורס מוישת שנדע שכל דברינו ומקרינו הם ניסים ואין בהם טבע ומנהוגוי של אוילם. אין בהם טבע ומנהוגוי של אוילם. The Ramban wasn't one of those batlonim. The Ramban was a giant in Ishish Koilis. He was a doctor, a thinker, a philosopher, a mekubel, a commentator and a poisik. He was everything. The greatest Torah giant of his generation. Wasn't he aware that our world is a world of determinism, a world of laws of nature which dictate everything that happened in the universe? Was the Ramban unaware of laws of physics and chemistry and dynamics and thermodynamics and physics and astrophysics and astronomy and what else? Of course he was aware. But the Ramban teaches us a simple axiom. All these laws of nature are tools. Tools in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by which he expresses his will and conducts his affairs in the world. All these laws of nature have no independent power. It's like a Theatron Bubot, doll theater, or a puppet theater. The puppets are dancing and walking and talking and running and sitting and standing and lying, and it is all the one that pulls the strings, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls the strings. A mighty army on a chessboard, the king and the queen, and the pawns, and the turrets, and the horses, and it is the people that are moving those pieces. Nothing in the world has power or force or life Ein oid melvadoi, efes zulosoi. And the Yud Gimel Ikrim, formulated on the basis of the Rambam, we say, Ani mamin b'mun shalem shaboyr yizboch shomai hu boyre v'manig l'kol abruim, v'hu levado. Asa v'ose v'yase l'kol ha'ma'asim. And once again, the Rambam was the greatest thinker of his generation, thoroughly versed in philosophy, in Greek philosophy, in everything that was known at his time. He was fully aware of the forces of nature. Nevertheless, Hu levado asa v'ose v'yase l'kol ha'ma'asim. The laws of nature are a tool created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Berege kamembre HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create another universe with a totally different set of tools. Different physics, different chemistry, different everything. He could also create a world void of all forces of nature. A world which is totally unexpected and not determined. A world in which there would be no nature, no laws of nature, no forces of nature, just Ritzoni HaPoshet Yisboch Shemoy. This is something we cannot perceive because we were given the means of perception of the dimensions of our world. But there could be a million and a billion alternative worlds, each with a different set of nature, natural laws. Ein oid melvadoi ve'efes zulosoi. Minanisim agadoilam v'hamifrasomam odemoide benisim an historim shehem yisod kol ha'toira kulo. She'ein lanu chelek b'toris moisha tsheneida shekol dvoreinu v'mekreinu hem nisim ein behem teva v'min hogoi. Everything is a miracle. The world is a miracle. Life is a miracle. Every baby is a miracle. Every animal, every insect, every flower, every blade of glass is a miracle. And as we know in science, everything we reveal leaves so much more that we still do not understand. Every door that we open, we find 10 other doors that are still closed, that are waiting to be opened, secrets waiting to be uncovered. And there isn't one area in science in which scientists could say, we have this all wrapped up, now let's move on to another area. Never. Never will man reveal the secrets of the universe. And just like the Torah is Arucha Mi'eretz Midevarecha V'min Hayam, the same is with nature. Nature is a miracle. Not only the greatest miracle, the most beautiful miracle, no miracle compares to the miracle of nature. To the miracle which the Ramban defines as Nisim HaNistorim. The miracles which we take for granted. And that is the Tachlis of Zikoroin of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We should learn from the Nisim HaGadoilem v'hamifrasomim, Nisim HaNestorim Sheheim, Yisod Kol HaToyra Kulo. And by observing those miracles, we should come to recognition and gratitude. Sheyeda Ha'odom V'yode Le'elekov Sheberoi. That is the Tachlis Abriya. That is the Chayfet Shiyesh Le'elyon B'tachtoinim. V'yehi Ratzon Shiyeh Chelkenu Emohim. We should understand every moment of our lives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only force in the world, and with His Hashgocha Protes Uberav Rachma V'chasadov, He is with us every moment of our lives, every breath of our lungs. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho, v'hu yechalkelecho. We should be zeichet to recognize the hidden miracles, the concealed miracles, the miracles that are with us every moment of our lives. Ki emeitzeischa miyeretz Mitzrayim arenu naflois, we should be zeichet bekorov to be as girl tzedek, to Yeshua Yisrael, b'mheiro, v'yomeinu, amen.